Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Join us. Today, we're getting ready to celebrate our independence. The 4th of July is when the Declaration of Independence was signed, and it started those 13 colonies on a path that is still going today. And with this, I want to today look at the Declaration of Independence, and we're going to talk about the principles of liberty. It is very important for us to understand these principles. Unfortunately, I feel like the principles that formed our country, formed our nation, that guided the thinking, have largely been lost. And if any place that they've been lost, they've probably been lost in Washington more than anywhere else. But these truths that were the foundation of our nation are ultimately that which can help our nation in all the problems that we face. Before I read part of the Declaration, I remember a statement that was made by Frederick Douglass, an abolitionist. And he made the statement, he did not hold back in talking about the atrocities and the sinfulness of slavery. He was very blunt and plain on those. But he stated that it was the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that gave him hope for a different day. You see, far too often today, everybody's talking about we need to change the Constitution. We need to move away from the principles of the Declaration. No, it's the principles that are in those that can help us. The problem is when we do not live up to the ideals of those documents. That's where the problem arises. Situations, circumstances, issues will be resolved as we go back to those documents, as we go back to those fundamental principles. Now, I want to read the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, and we'll focus on parts of this. It says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness." And then they go on. I'll stop right there for the moment. But in recent weeks, we have been dealing with the Supreme Court and the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. And the reason that that is such an important topic, you see, the groups are divided into two categories, pro-life, pro-choice. In that, the founding fathers enlisting the unalienable rights, the very first one that they listed is life. Among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. See, ultimately, the listing of those three, and notice this is among these, These three are not the only unalienable rights. But these three identify, if you would, the phases of our rights. You have no rights if you do not have life. And you can't have liberty if you have no life. You can't pursue happiness if you have no life. And by that, I'm not talking about the experience of life. I'm talking about if you're not alive. You will have no liberty. You will have no pursuit of happiness. The right to life is foundational. It is fundamental to every liberty we have. And the thing of it is when that right to life comes into question, whether it is through children, whether it is through elderly people, and we know that in the last year, there have been multiple states that have put forth ideas to, quote, allow abortion up to a month after birth, to allow abortion even longer than that. Well, at that point, you're killing a live human being in all of the cases. But the bottom line is, if you do away with the principle of life and that there is a right to it by the individual that has it, then there is no end. It gets down to the place of those in power can decide who have the right to life. It becomes their choice. It will never stay at the one spot. It will never stay just in an isolated pre-birth condition. I've said for years, the concept of abortion, it will take you to where many people after birth, years after birth, will be able to be eliminated because of what the thought process is behind it. I heard one politician say that the Roe versus Wade being overturned removed a constitutional right. There has never been a constitutional right to kill life. No, a constitutional right was restored to the unborn. Stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determined their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
We're back. We're talking about the principles of liberty, particularly focusing on the part of the Declaration that talks about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The good things in our nation have come from bringing our practices closer to the principles of the Declaration and the principles of the founding of the Constitution. In this particular segment, what I want to look at is that unalienable right of liberty. The unalienable right of liberty. Now, this is kind of my definition. Because of liberty. Because there is a difference between freedom and liberty. And one of the things I have noticed is that the founders of this nation spoke more about liberty than they did freedom. And that being the case, I actually began to look into this. What is the difference? The basic concept of freedom just means unhindered, unhindered, unfettered, free. Liberty, if you would, my definition, is freedom within a framework. There is freedom, there is choice, but there are boundaries. The founding fathers were not looking for freedom. They were looking for liberty. They understood there had to be certain boundaries for a society to work and to function properly. But the boundaries to that freedom is really what they were concerned about. You see, if you would, what they were opposed to was government really establishing those boundaries. If you would look at the Bill of Rights, which really lists the majority of the other unalienable rights, because it says among these are right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's why the first 10 amendments to the Constitution are called the Bill of Rights, because some of the founders basically said, what if there comes a time when people do not understand what their unalienable rights are, and the government oppresses them? So they put in the Bill of Rights so that no one would forget what their rights were. And if you look at that, there is not a single part of the Bill of Rights that gives power to the government. It restricts and it limits the government. It is a listing of the rights of the people. Liberty, having liberty. Governments are prone to encroach. Governments are prone to take power. Jefferson, at one point, he made a statement. He said that people can be put into one of two categories when it comes to political philosophy. And that is, they either believe that the government is necessary to restrain the people so that, I'll put it in my words, so that they don't act stupid, that the government is there to protect the people and thereby limit the activities of the people. They set the bounds to their freedom. On the other side, there are those who believe that with proper instruction, proper training, the majority of the people can handle themselves just fine, and that what they need is to have liberty and responsibility. You see, unfortunately, right now in our nation, the majority of the people that are deciding things fall into that first group. And because of that, it is kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you treat people like they can't handle life, eventually you will only have people who can't handle life. And that is what's happening in our society. We have to reinstate that principle of liberty, the principles of responsibility, giving people the opportunity for noble failure to achieve, to accomplish. That changes everything when we do that. Stay with us through this break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
We're back. In this segment, I want to look at the unalienable right of the pursuit of happiness. Now, again, as we've stated, the three unalienable rights that the founders listed, that Thomas Jefferson, the primary architect of the Declaration, listed, really identify three segments of our rights. Life. Without life, you do not have liberty or the pursuit of happiness. But once you have life, then there is a decision on whether you're going to have liberty or you're going to be bound. It's an unalienable right of liberty. If you have life and you have liberty, then you have the ability to pursue that which makes you happy. And it's worth noting here that if you read the documents around the Revolutionary War, the overwhelming usage of the phrase, the unalienable rights, life, liberty, it was usually followed by property. Now, in the discussion for the Declaration, there were really two colonies that fought eliminating slavery. There were actually 11 colonies that wanted to eliminate slavery in the process. That was in the grievances that are listed in the Declaration of Independence. Those two colonies actually resisted listing what that issue specifically was, where King George actually overturned legislation of duly elected bodies. Some of that legislation had to do with slavery. Two particular colonies did not want that out because they wanted to maintain their economic advantage. Now, in this, rather than listing property because of the concept of slavery, Thomas Jefferson changed it to the pursuit of happiness, because no person is to be someone else's property. And he did not want that statement used to keep slavery intact. Now, with this, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, you have the right to pursue what makes you happy. You see, today, there are so many things that there's a cancel culture that basically, if you do not agree with a particular group of people on a particular issue, they will even endeavor to take away your livelihood and ruin your career and so forth and so on. Well, everyone has the right to buy what products they want to buy, so forth and so on. But I don't think anyone would want someone else to deliberately take away their livelihood as a political target over a difference of opinion. Those things, I've never been a big boycotter. I've just never been one to call for people to do that. There are things that in recent times I have ended subscriptions. I've changed some things because of policies that certain companies have and how they came out. I made those changes. That's my decision. But I'm not here to try to push someone else to have my same view on that. I may share my view from time to time and in different circles, but there can be different reasons for that. The pursuit of happiness. You know, I mean, unfortunately, I like ice cream. I like it a lot. There's one particular brand I really like. And if there were some issues, I would really have a difficult time just staying away from that. I'm not saying I wouldn't. It would depend on what it was. But that would be one of the last things to be gone from that, because I like it. I enjoy it. And you see, ultimately, liberty gives you the right to decide how you pursue your happiness. That's not in my hands. It's not in someone else's. It's supposed to be in yours. And in all honesty, I just really have a problem when people set out to ruin the lives of others. That's not a good look. That, to me, is not what America is about. It's not what liberty and freedom are about. It's just not the case. And we need to guard against that and keep in mind that everyone has the right to pursue their happiness. Now, the bottom line is, my rights should not infringe on yours. I can't just make me happy by making you unhappy. And by that, I mean not that you might not like something, but your unhappiness cannot be the price for mine. My ability to prosper cannot come through stealing from you, taking your right to property, your right to the pursuit of happiness away from you. That's not how it works in a civilized country. The problem is we're kind of moving away from that. Years ago, when I took my first trip out of the country and went to a third world country, and I see America becoming more like I have seen in other places in a lot of small ways. We have to turn the tide, and the way we do it is by going back and remembering the principles of liberty and implementing them and following them, even at times we don't like them. Stay with us through this break.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Glad to have you with us today. And as you celebrate our independence as a nation, I would just like to thank God for our nation. I would like to thank God for all the people who have lived, died, suffered. And by suffer, I mean not just in wars, but those who have stood for causes that have moved our nation closer to the principles of the Declaration of Independence, the ideals that it set forth. I give thanks for all of them, because without it, we wouldn't be where we are. But we need to renew those principles in our lives. I encourage you to go enjoy your holiday. Give God thanks for our nation. But I'd also encourage you to decide that you will become a champion of the principles of liberty. It's going to take all of us to make a difference. God bless you. God bless America.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.